Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
What is happening? It is Brock and Marcy. Another week back on the amazing podcast. Marcy, how you doing today?
Welcome back.
How you doing today?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, welcome back. I'm good.
Yeah, we did
glad
take a week
to
off,
see you.
And so I could get married. And I got married and did it, and now
we're gonna
I'm
hear
back.
All about that later.
Yes, yeah. We are, and we got a special guest in the studio. From Brock Entertainment, give it up for Jeremy Turner. Yes.
E to the.
What's up, Jeremy?
How you doing?
Get right in that mic.
And Marcy, you already got a song for me, I see.
I know. I don't know why the Moesha song is going through my head, but that's what it's,
I like
what
it.
It's
I
coming
can dig
out.
It. I can dig it.
Which
okay.
one? Which Moesha song?
It's the M to the
oh,
O to
yeah,
the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm singing J to the.
That's a nice little jingle. I like
I've been trying to get Jeremy on for I don't know how long.
Yeah, it's been
what's your problem, Jeremy?
Somebody likes to sleep in.
Yeah, somebody, you know, I'd be sleeping in sometimes because I'd be tired from the previous day.
Yeah.
All my endeavors and whatnot.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you haven't seen Jeremy, of course you can't see him. Listen to this podcast, but he's on the CW. If you watch the CW, you've seen this guy before.
Oh.
He's at Brock Entertainment events. He's in movies. He's an actor. He's a porn star.
I'm not sure about.
No, you're not? Oh.
That part I'm not sure about, my man.
Pretty sure I saw you in a video. Jeremy does it all. So, great dude.
That's awesome.
And an amazing addition to Brock Entertainment. Almost a year, buddy.
Man, right on a year.
Almost
August,
a year.
In August.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
We met on the Insta.
No. On the messenger, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 a.m. Slid into my DMs.
Yeah,
bro.
How did that happen? I want to hear that story.
I got home from an event, yeah. And I'm always looking for guys to add to the team. And I'm like, man, I really need more guys.
Yeah.
And I was watching the CW, and I saw him, and I'm like, huh, this guy's he's from the area. I wonder what he does outside of the CW. So I looked him up through the CW website, found his name, then looked him up on Insta and Facebook, I think.
Yep, both of them.
Uh-huh.
And he was, it showed that he was active on Insta at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I just reached out to him and he messaged me right back.
Yep.
And we fell in love, sent a couple of D pics to each other.
Love at first sight.
And
approved.
Yeah. And then, he's like, yeah, let's. And the next day,
literally,
he went to his
the same.
No, I guess it was the same wedding.
Yeah.
Same day, he went to his first wedding with me.
Yeah, literally
the
like
next day?
12 p.m. Yeah, the same day.
That night,
yeah, yeah,
like
okay.
about 12 hours later.
Yeah, yeah. He messaged me at 2, like you said, 2 a.m. 12 p.m. in the afternoon. We were rolling. I was.
Uh-huh.
I met him at his place. Rode with him to Eureka. Did a ceremony.
I think I remember this story.
Yeah. Yeah, literally
crazy.
The same day, and the rest was history. We've been rolling ever since.
Yeah, we did.
So what do you do for the CW?
So I'm on-camera talent for CW. I've been there for about 3.5 years. Been the lead.
Kind of like what Dustin used to do.
Yeah. Been the lead on-camera talent for the CW crew and whatnot. And
but a show of some sort?
No. Well, we all of our content is posted on YouTube on the Arkansas CW page, and they run specials on TV. We have commercials.
Like commercials
TV.
And stuff.
Yeah. So, but yeah, everything we do, I mean, we go around to local events, out-of-town events and stuff.
Oh.
And yeah, do media coverage. Make it fun. You know, we're not
fun.
Yeah, we're not news. We're not all uptight reporters. We just make it fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is what Brock Entertainment
does.
Yeah, so he was perfect.
So within a month, he was already ready and trained and ready to do his own events.
Yeah.
And has been killing it ever since.
Let me tell you, Mom. Well, I mean, you know, when you learn from the best, you know, this guy we got sitting right over here in the little white tank top. You know, when you learn from the best.
This guy's a good luck charm, though, too. He is a little bit. The first two events he came to, some of the craziest stuff ever happened. And I've done over 2,000 events.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen stuff happen like this.
Yeah.
Like what? I need an example.
Beautiful ladies flashing us.
This is true.
Well, several different times.
Yep.
Brides puking. Crazy stuff.
That was the wedding with the family that owned some sort of health bar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
Look, I remember this.
Yep. See, okay, yeah, she's put up on game.
And that was the funniest night ever.
And we talked about that the whole, like, during the show, when we were on the radio.
Right.
We talked about it on the air.
That was hilarious.
That whole story.
Crystal Bridge. I actually just talked to that girl the other day.
You did.
I slid in her DMs. I didn't slide. I messaged her and said, hey, do you have any vegan options in your bars? She's like, yeah. And she gave me the names. Said, could you send me some?
Yeah.
I'm waiting to hear back. So
you're still waiting on that response, man.
Yeah. I'm waiting to hear back. But that was funny. Every time that girl would flash us, I could not quit laughing.
Dude, I couldn't either, man. We were cracking up. And then they like low key invited us to like a swinger party afterwards.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm like, this is hilarious. Like, this is something out of a movie.
Bro,
you know,
it was definitely.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's over here. Somebody's going to die. We're going to have to, you know, pretend like he's not dead. And
the fact that it was happening at Crystal Bridges, man.
Yeah.
Like, Crystal Bridges. Come on.
It was nice. It was so hilarious.
It was.
Funny. So, yeah, that's Jeremy.
I'm glad to finally meet you.
Normally, he has a beard, but you had to shave it. Why'd you have to shave it?
So, I had to shave it because I am currently playing the lead in a short film that we start shooting August 1st. So, yeah, normally I'm like super bearded up and whatnot, but I just like 2 days ago went to the barbershop, got this cleaned up.
Man, what's your girlfriend think?
She likes it because last year.
It's like she's with somebody completely different.
I know, right? It's like, yeah, you keep it, you know, keep the spark there, right?
Yeah,
but no, I mean, last year I had to shave it off as well for another film role. That was the first time ever that I shaved it in my life. So I was nervous about
that. Wow.
Thought I was going to have a butt chin and, you know, stuff like that, but I was like, ah, it's all right, and you know, it kind of grew on us. So I was like, all right, it's cool, and I haven't shaved it since. But now, you know, film role calls for it, so
you got to do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do, man.
Awesome. And he's been doing a lot of films this year, right?
Yeah, I have. You know, like after the first couple months of the year, stuff picked up, and when we started getting into better weather and you know, wedding season, film season, all that good stuff, entertainment season. It's been picking up. So a lot of auditions, a lot of roles and whatnot. So there's more to come. Be on the lookout for that.
So he did his first, was this your first on-camera role of kissing a girl recently?
Yep. I did.
What was that like?
It was interesting, I tell you.
Did you catch feelings?
No, it was cool. We kept the kosher.
Did you do it like this?
Basically, it was pretty interesting. I mean, the first time before we knew we had to do it, you know, we had to do that scene coming up on camera. We met up, we had a drink and just got acquainted because you don't want the first time.
That's called a date, Jeremy.
No.
That is a date.
No, man, it's called professional, you know, professional.
Professional dating. Yes.
Marcy
and I did the same thing.
Yeah. We actually did. Yeah.
You don't want the first time you meet somebody and have to kiss them is less like on set and then, you know, do all that. So
you want it to feel natural.
You want it to feel natural. So we met up, had a drink. She was real cool, real great. And then, I mean, on camera, I think that the director was more nerve-wracked about it than we were. So
really?
That's what made it awkward because he's like, oh, you know, are y'all okay? Or,
yeah, we're good.
It's like, dude, you put it in the script. So yeah, we're
good. We made sweet love last night. We're good. We're actually
no chemistry.
Together.
We're fine.
We're actually together now.
Yeah, no, so. it was cool. And then, I mean, after, you know how film is, after doing it over and over and over and over, it's just like, all right, come on. Yeah, it's there. We're ready.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your girlfriend, what did she have to say about it?
She actually was pretty comfortable with it because, you know,
likes to swing?
Wishful thinking.
The money made it worth it?
I was about to say, the money that you're going to get once you do the film, she knows she's probably going to get a date out of it. So it's just like, why the heck not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was there tongue used or just...
That part you will see once the film comes out.
What? Because you know, normally they don't use tongue. Actors will make it to where they don't have to use tongue.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, for me, my whole ideology was I can't look like a dweeb on camera and look like I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So, you know, we gonna make this believable. So, you know, there might have been a little tongue use. Oh. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. Can't look like I'm just some lame guy that doesn't
know what he's
doing.
So, Marcy, I was right. It was like that.
y'all were in unison with that.
Speaking of tongues, I got married.
My man.
Yeah.
My man. Oh, wow. No. I was going to say cue the applause, man.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Thank you. Yes, I got married. It's been a week and a half, and it was good. I just messaged my wife now.
Aww. Oh, look
I said,
you.
Come up and talk about the wedding. She says, I'm in a meeting, love. It might get done early.
Okay. So we may have. Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of that going on.
Is that weird saying wife? Or does it feel good?
No, it's fine. I mean, I've been married before, so I've had to say wife before, but it's been a while.
Mm. Yay. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's been a while. Man. Yeah.
Wait, has Jeremy met Ashton?
Yes.
Yeah, she knows Ashton.
Ashton is great, man. He knows Ashton. Okay. Is great.
She's the best. Yeah.
They are a great couple.
We had the wedding weekend. I'll just start from the beginning. The wedding weekend kicked off on Friday with me, my dad, and my brothers. Both brothers, Bo is in town. We went golfing for the first time together ever. We have golfed separately, but we've never all four of us been golfing together. And let me tell you, I had a really good golfing day.
Did you?
I did take a couple mulligans, but I tied Blake and shot a one under.
I don't do golf very well. So what's a mulligan?
Like a reshot. But this was the first time I'd played all year. So a couple times instead of just hitting one ball, I hit two. I played really good. Shot a one under with Blake. He was not happy about that because he's the golfer and golfs all the time.
Uh-huh.
It was just a good day. And then we went to Top Golf and played for a little bit and then just hung out. That night, I had my bachelor party.
Uh-oh, my man.
And I was not in charge of it. Blake just told me to be ready by 5:30 or something like that. And we were going to go on a bike bar tour or something. But it was like 100 degrees. So I had mentioned, I said, hey, we should have went to Modern Mission in Fayetteville and played laser tags. And he was like, I don't know what that is. So I told him, well, it was way too hot to go bike riding and drinking. So he called Modern Mission. They had a spot for us. And we went and played Modern Mission in Fayetteville instead, which was way more fun.
Okay.
So that was
so I wonder...
fun.
If that biking drinking thing is the pedal pub that's brand new.
No, not that. Oh, okay. We actually brought our own, we're supposed to bring our own bikes and do it.
That doesn't sound near as fun.
No, but it was way too hot. So we did come back and we ate at Peddler's Pub. We went and saw my friend Benjamin. I just forgot his last name.
Button.
Not Button. Ben. Gosh darn it. He messaged me last night. It literally just Benjamin Del Shreve.
Okay.
And he was performing in a bar downtown Bentonville. So we went in and saw a bunch of people that we knew who bought everybody in the group drinks. And he let me come up and sing a song with him. He sang My Girl, which I was not prepared for. And he sang the whole time. So I didn't know when I was supposed to come in. It just wasn't great. But I did break it down and do a boys to men section in that song.
Okay. So you made it do what it do, my
Yeah,
man.
I did a little.
Just inserted it.
Just a little something. Just,
hey, girl, you know what? You know I love you. You know I want to be with you for all time. You know, one of those things. And then we went and ate at Peddler's Pub and then back to the house. I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning that night talking to my friend Adam in my kitchen till 3 o'clock in the morning. And he was like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I need to get out of here. He stayed another 4 hours. So that was fun. Wow. And then it was wedding weekend and we just hung out. Ashton's family was all in town. Her brother stayed here. Saturday was all good. And then Sunday was the big day. Got married. Well, all week and into the weekend, the weather was like 90% chance of rain, 80% chance of rain at the 6 o'clock time we were getting married at Ballroom at I Street. We're like, so we went to both of the Targets in the area and bought out all their umbrellas. They had clear umbrellas, not just any umbrellas, clear umbrellas. So they all matched. We bought them out just in case. And then wedding day came. We went, it was kind of humid, muggy. We went, got our pictures taken with Miles. No rain yet. We're just waiting on the rain. We're like, all right, all the pictures are done. It's like 5:45. Hey, you know what? We could start the ceremony now. Everyone's here. And we're like, crap, not everyone's here. Catherine's not here, Blake's wife.
Oh.
So we're waiting and waiting. We're like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, it took her longer because she got the girls ready and did all the girl, like Brimley and Rory and Collins did their hair.
Yeah.
And then she had to get herself ready. So she made it right on time. We started the ceremony right towards the end of the ceremony. It was a light sprinkle, not bad. And then it stopped. We got all our pictures taken. And then everyone went to our house, and then Ash and I took our pictures. Right in the middle of our pictures, it started raining, which was perfect because Miles wanted some beautiful rain pictures. We got some amazing pictures. It rained for like 2 minutes, got the pictures, and then got normal pictures, and then we were done.
Man. Yay.
And we did it. So,
my man.
So that
that's
was
the high level.
That was a Sunday. Was there not an option to move it inside since you guys were so small?
We didn't want to do it inside.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, really?
No, we wanted, because they got this beautiful tree out there, and we wanted to do it outside. We didn't want it to do, I mean, we could get married anywhere inside.
Gotcha.
We wanted outside. Even if it was downpouring, we were going to do it outside.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like a 5-minute wedding.
And did you mention that the ballroom is where you met?
Yeah. The ballroom is where we met. That's why we got married there.
Yeah.
It's a nice full circle moment.
Yeah, it was beautiful. What else did we do that day? Oh, we got a call or a message that day around noon from our florist. And we only got one floral arrangement done. The bride and the girls got bouquets, and then I got a corsage. And she said, hey, I'm so excited about your wedding tomorrow. Let me know if you need anything. And Ashton wrote back and goes, the wedding's today. Like, it's tonight. And I had seen the owner of the floral shop at a wedding on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you excited about Monday? I go, the wedding's on Sunday. She goes, yeah. I go, yeah, I'm excited about Sunday. And then Monday, we're going on our honeymoon. It's like, yeah, I'm excited for you. Well, I guess in our contract and in the information about the wedding, we had put the 28th and not the 27th. And so that's where the confusion came in. The 28th was a Monday. 27th was the day we got married.
Oh.
And for some reason, we didn't catch that on our end, and she didn't catch it on her end. I said, no, we're not getting married. So... had she not met, she said she felt like she needed to message us. Had she not messaged us, we wouldn't have had flowers. But she showed up. It was beautiful.
Man.
And it all worked out. So
the contract said Sunday the 28th?
It just said June the 28th. It didn't say
okay.
Had it said a day, we probably would have caught it.
Okay.
She probably, don't you think she probably reached out because she questioned in her mind if that was right?
Yeah, she said she felt like something she needed to. But I'd seen her Thursday and she said Monday. And I go, no, not Monday. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
But it all worked out in the beautiful.
She did that in a professional manner. I have to give her props because instead of just like saying, is this the right day? Do we have the right day? She went about it differently. Like,
it was just on the contract that way.
Yeah. But like that way. It doesn't sound like she's questioning if she has the right information. You're like right? She's just putting it out there so it can be called out. Anyway.
But it was a beautiful day. You got to see us when we came to the house.
Did.
Because Marcy was the one friend we invited, not to the actual wedding, but she came to the house, brought all the food for the people to eat and our cakes. And by the way, big shout out to Hip Cafe for our wedding cakes. They were delicious and amazing.
How did you guys come up with that? Because it was not the wedding cake I expected.
So Ashton saw a picture of one of those on their Instagram page. And of course, they make vegan options. Mm-hmm. And she said, what do you think about this? I said, well, I love chocolate cake and I love strawberries covered in chocolate. So yes. And we got two of them. We only needed to buy one. But hindsight is 2020. Just like with the food, we probably could have ordered half of what we actually got. Because we ended up calling all our neighbors in the neighborhood and saying, hey, do you guys want any fajitas? Come over, bring a Tupperware and load up. Because we were leaving the next day and didn't have anywhere to put it. So gave all that food away.
I mean, it's better to have too much than too little, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got to the house and Brimley sang us our first dance song, which we had no choice in what she chose. She chose a Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani song. So a
so
country song. Yeah.
Appropriate in a lot of ways.
Right. It was cool. She sang it and it was beautiful and it was a great time.
It was cute. Mm-hmm.
So I'm finally married. Dad is behind
me. Yay.
And we're there.
Cool.
So the next day, it was good to have all the family in town. Our families, this was the first time they had all met, like all of them, the parents and everything. Everyone got along. Everyone was cool, which is good because we're all spending Christmas together. All the families will be here for Christmas, including Bo. It's his year to come.
Nice.
And so we'll have the boys, we'll have Brimley, we'll have everyone.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun getting to have everybody in the same room at the same time. The next day was we left for our honeymoon and we were going to leave. Our flight was like at 3. Well, in the middle of the night, we stayed at 21C. And big shout out to Marcy and Will for we walked in our room and there was a big gift basket. I'm like, oh, what's this? And it was from Marcy and Will of a bunch of treats and a bunch of adult stuff, a bunch of love making stuff. And it was great.
Good looking out, Marcy.
Thank you. I went to a sex shop for the first time in years.
And was nervous about it. Like she's never done it before.
She's nervous about it.
My son is right behind me. I wasn't nervous. Well, okay. First of all, it was Seductions, which is right on College.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And College is a busy road and there's like no way to park.
You think somebody would know your car and be like, oh, Marcy's over there.
It would be that person, you know, that knows me. And like, so I had to park and then like run in real quick because I didn't want to be seen.
Oh, geez.
And then they were very nice and it was a very clean shop. And like, I know Ashton and Brock and they're funny and very lighthearted. So whatever I got would be fine. But I went into the secret back room and like, I just was not feeling comfortable about anything in there as a gift.
So Brimley came into our room the other day.
Oh man.
And that package was in the corner and she goes,
oh Lord,
what is that? And, oh, it's something from Marcy and Will. Why did they get you handcuffs? And I go, oh, it was just a joke. So I opened them up and her and I played with the handcuffs.
Oh, God. Not the intent, but right, okay. Right.
Why'd you get your handcuffs?
Well, at least they weren't fuzzy.
So she arrested me. I arrested her. She showed me how to get out from them without the key. Geez. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, these are great. Oh,
those are
that's
skills
really cool.
You can transfer when you and Ashton are using them.
Right.
You'll need.
Right. Yeah. So we had a great stay, but in the middle of the night, we got a message from our airline saying our flight was delayed. 12 hours in advance, our flight was already delayed. Oof. So we were supposed to fly from here to Houston over to San Francisco. So it got delayed like an hour. And then it got delayed 2 hours and then 3. We're like, what the heck? So at this point, we're going to miss our connection flight to San Francisco. So I'm on the line. And what's cool with United these days is they have an option in their app. You talk to a representative, but instead of calling, they FaceTime you.
Oh.
So they can figure it out. And they do it really quick.
That's
you don't
cool.
usually have to wait a long time unless they're super busy. And the lady got it figured out. So we stayed overnight. And by the way, if it's weather related, which it was, they don't pay for your hotel. Mm. You just are screwed. So we stayed. We thank God made it on the last flight out from here to Houston. Stayed in a hotel for like 5 hours, caught an early morning flight, and made it at the same time we would have gotten up in San Francisco and picked up our car, and we were good to go. But
that worked out.
Not a good way to kick off the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Because on the way home, our flight left Vegas an hour and a half late. We missed our connection in Houston and almost got stuck there overnight.
Oh, man.
Caught the last flight. We were on standby. Caught the last flight from Vegas or Houston to home. Got home at like almost 10. Ugh. Yeah.
At least you got home, though.
That's true. By the way, that late, there's no Ubers. So we put in a request, and a lady who had just started Uber was at home and saw it and was like, I'm not doing anything, and accepted it. But she was already at home getting ready for bed. So it took a lot longer, but yeah, it was a good trip. So the trip itself, we went to San Francisco, hung out in San Francisco on Tuesday, did the Golden Gate Bridge. We picked up, rented a Turo car. We got a convertible Mustang so we could have the top down and go through the Muir Woods, go up the coast. It was beautiful weather. It was in the 60s, 70s the whole time we were there. Well, we packed for Napa the few days earlier. It was in the 90s, in the upper 90s. The whole week it was in the 70s. So we packed one pair of pants, one sweatshirt. The rest were shorts, tank tops, and short sleeve shirts. Yeah, it was cold. We didn't swim any, so we did all the touristy stuff. We got our Turo, went right to the Full House house, took a picture. Cool. Went and ate vegan food, ate two different restaurants back to back. And then we walked the Golden Gate Bridge. We took our car and went through the Muir Woods, went shopping a little bit. And then we went up the coast and took a longer route to Napa Valley because it was over an hour away and just hung out. Because the next morning we had to get up for a hot air balloon ride. We had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for the second day in the row.
Hey, man, you were early bird, so you know.
We did a hot air balloon ride, which was on the bucket list. It was here's the deal, though. It was too foggy in Napa Valley, so they had to take us over the mountain and do it in a different place. Still, it was awesome. Our driver was from Joplin, Missouri. He's been hot air ballooning for 30 plus years. He's on a stint in Napa for 6 months and just came back from the Serengeti in Africa where he was flying hot air balloons, which is awesome. It was really cool doing that. That was a lot of fun. And then we had the whole day because that ended at like 8:39. We got a couples massage.
How was it?
Good. I'd never gotten a couples massage, which it's no different than a normal massage. You just got two people in the same room.
Yeah. I don't love those because I don't get the point.
I was completely like expecting something else. It to be sensual where Ashton and I might touch and stuff. No, not at all. So
no point to it. It's not like you're talking.
Yeah. Not at all. Yeah. No. But we did that. We did a wine tour at our hotel, which was nice. And then we met up, one of my mom's best friend lives in Napa. We met up with them for ice cream and hung out. But while we were waiting on them, we went across the street. They had a 9/11 memorial, which was really cool. They had two or three pieces of the actual tower there in this garden area. And then they had the names of all the people who lost their life in what tower. So you're looking, it's this nice garden. It's beautiful. And I have my camera and I turn it around. I'm like, what? You're in this park. And then right behind you is a Kohl's shopping center. Like there's this amazing memorial in this park. And then right behind it is a Kohl's.
Kohl's, yeah.
Yeah. So I made a couple TikTok videos on it.
That's funny.
But it was a good trip. We did a couple wine. We did a wine tour the next one or two wine tours the next day and a vodka tour.
Did you get some good sweet wine, bro?
I did.
You know, that's our thing, man.
I know. So Ashton's the dry wine person, and I'm the sweet wine.
Yep.
And I taste one. I'm like, ugh. And she drink it. Oh, this is my favorite. I taste it. Ugh, too yep. dry. I need an extra sweet.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, they gave me a lot of, it's called port wine is what you want. That's okay. The sweet dinner wine, port.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a vodka tour, which they make the vodka at this place out of grapes, which is crazy. And it was like doing a shot every time. That didn't last very long. I'm like, I can't do this because I'm the one that is going to have to drive.
Yep.
So I need to. So we'd sit and just hang out and chill for a while before we left. But yeah, Napa was really fun. We're there and Ashton's like, oh, can't wait to come back here. I go, we're here right now. Enjoy it right now. We're here. You realize we're here right now and you're talking about coming back. We just got here. Enjoy it. Enjoy the experience right now. So we will be going back. And then that Friday, we got our flight out of San Francisco to Vegas. Went to Vegas. We got to Vegas, went to our hotel, and then went right to a vegan restaurant, which was like the Cheesecake Factory of vegan food, Marcy. This place had so many options on
Yum.
The menu. I got a chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes, gravy, all this stuff. And Ashton got fish tacos.
Oh my gosh.
And we got nachos. And it was Yum. Amazing. But there were so many options. And we're like, oh, I want this. I want this. I want this. And it was great. So we ate there. And then we went to see Dave Chappelle that night.
Oh man. That's
another bucket list item. And it was at MGM. And it's.
Wait, you've seen him? No.
Doors open at 6.
Oh, okay.
Show was supposed to start at 8. The line to get in was from the door of the MGM like theater all the way back into the casino, which was long. And the reason for this we figured out was once we got in, you had to go through security, but you also had to put your phone in this pouch and they magnetized it shut so you couldn't use your phone during the show.
Oh, wow.
No phones, right? Which was awesome because people were actually in the moment of the actual show.
Yeah.
So we got in, got our seat, and realized any seat in MGM, if you've never been to the MGM Grand Theater, is a good seat. Because we had high up balcony seats. Perfect. Perfect seating. They're not so high up that you can't see.
Yeah.
So the first person that opened was the guy that says, I'm rich, B, on the Chappelle Show. What's his name? Something Rollins. I'm rich.
I'm gonna look.
Guy. His name is. What is his name? He's from the Chappelle Show. Crap. Donnell Rawlings.
Okay.
So he opened as the master of ceremonies, did some stuff hilarious. And then he announced the first, it was Dave Chappelle and Friends. The first guy to come out was Jeff Ross, the master of ceremonies for all the Comedy Central roasts. So he came out hilarious, and he was done. And then they announced the Roots. The Roots band came out and performed with Questlove and all those guys for like 45 minutes. It was great.
Man.
And then Donnell Rawlings came out and did some more comedy. And took it up a notch. He like broke down the song WAP for everybody and played out the mop and bucket scene. And it was hilarious. I'll tell you about it off the air. And then Dave Chappelle came out and he just lit the crowd on fire.
Man,
it was great. He's Dave Chappelle. And if you don't like Dave Chappelle, I'm sorry that you don't think life is funny, but he's great.
Man,
he's one of the best comedians out there. And
I have a newfound love for him.
Tells a lot of social issues as well. Talks about that.
Yes.
And is so, so funny.
I just like he, because, you know, comedians have their own style. And I just appreciate he's pretty much just talking about life.
Right.
Yep.
You know, he's just like he'll tell a true story about something that happened to him. And he has a funny way of telling it or a little joke here and there versus like you know, other comedians obviously are coming up with their own material and making up stuff and all that. So I just appreciate his conversational style.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Marcy.
Comedy.
So he was in the middle of talking. Oh, yeah. So this is one of his jokes, which I will not nail it. This would be awful. But he was talking about he got COVID. Of course, he's been performing since COVID happened, doing small shows. But he got COVID. And then he starts talking about, you know, I hear about all this, these Asians being brutalized and stuff. And I see videos of, you know, my culture, African-Americans kicking these Asian-Americans and beating them up and stuff. And then he got quiet. You know, he's given a social view on that. And he got quiet and he goes, and then I had a thought. I imagine, and then I had a thought that, that's what my body was doing. That's what was happening inside my body when I had COVID. And they just got quiet so everybody could get it.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Marcy?
I missed it.
You missed the joke? Do you get it, Jeremy?
I think it went on my head a little bit, bro.
He was talking about African-Americans brutalizing these Chinese people.
Yeah.
These Asian people.
Yeah.
He said, I feel like that's what was happening inside my body when I got COVID.
Oh, yep.
Because he's a black guy.
I wasn't listening.
And COVID came from China.
Yeah.
So his, you know, inside of him was beating up the Chinese COVID inside. He just kind of looked at the audience and was like, hey. Yep.
That's funny.
You know, I went left for a second because, you know, he has an Asian wife.
Yeah.
So, So I was thinking, I was like, wait, is he referencing his wife? But, yeah, I got it.
No, it took everyone just a second and then they started laughing. Yeah. So it was a great show. A lot of fun. It was the first big show in Vegas since COVID with that many people.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. We all survived.
I think he's building a comedy club in Ohio, isn't he?
Probably, yeah. So he was there Friday and Saturday, and he's back this weekend in Vegas with Joe Rogan. Him and Joe Rogan are.
Oh, dang. I'm sure you would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
Doing a couple
that's
shows.
That's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was my week, y'all. Thank you.
So you had fun.
I'm there.
Made it home, and I was glad to be home.
How many wives are cool enough to be totally on board with going to see Dave Chappelle as part of your honeymoon?
Man. She awesome. Suggested it.
What? Shout out to Ashton, man.
I was like, this looking online, I said, Ashton, Chappelle's going to be in Vegas on July 3rd. And she's like, we should go see him. We'll be in, you know, in California looking to flights. So I did. And yeah, she suggested it.
Man.
So, and cool. she thought it was just as funny as me. She loves Dave Chappelle as well.
Yeah.
That was great.
Nice.
Hey, I came across this article, wedding trends that are on their way out in 2021. Of course, Jeremy and I are at weddings every weekend.
Every weekend, man.
Marcy, what do you think about this? Buffet dinners aren't as popular as they used to be. And I really think this is I don't think this is the whole country. I think the Midwest is a lot different after having read this already. Because we still do buffets, don't we, Jeremy?
Yep, still do, man.
In the Midwest and South, we don't care. Fewer couples are having over-the-top events. It really just depends. I mean, I don't think couples were doing over-the-top events in general. And what's over-the-top, right?
Yeah.
Draining their bank accounts. Traditional gift registries are less common. I've seen that over several years. Now, people don't bring their gifts to the wedding unless they bring a card with cash or a check. You normally have it shipped to the person's house, which is so much easier. So if you're listening and you're about to go to a wedding, do not take a gift. Get on the registry, have it sent to them so they don't have to worry about taking it home after the wedding. That's such a hassle, you know? More couples are eloping. I don't know about that. It doesn't show in my bottom line that more couples are eloping. If they are, they're still having a party.
Yeah, they're still having parties. But I think that is kind of getting more popular, though.
I would have eloped if Ashton went to. Live streaming weddings will probably continue. That's good. I like that. Live streaming, especially for those guests that you couldn't invite or can't make it because of whatever reason. And then finally, do-it-yourself wedding decor is having a moment. Couples who want to save and get the look they want are making their own decor, invitations, and even wedding cakes. And McCord Jones expects this trend to continue beyond 2021. That's just if you're wanting to be cheap.
And it's so, yeah, but it's so easy to do too now. Like there's just so many more resources to, you know, learn how to do something simple, like make a centerpiece, like that kind of thing.
Or there's,
that was me. I was always trying to save money and do my own stuff.
I was about to say, I could see you doing it, but people who don't want to worry about all that on your wedding day.
Yeah.
What?
No, I wanted to worry about all of it if it meant I could save a dollar.
A dollar or two.
Listen to my centerpiece. You guys can be honest because I don't care if you don't like it or not. But this was my centerpiece. We had tall, like cylinder vases.
I hate it.
And they were filled with water. They were filled with water. And I don't know, I might have had some rocks in it or something. And then a little thing that it sat on that lit it up.
Yeah.
And there was a beta fish in every one of them.
You should have put beta fish so people could watch them destroy each other. That would have been the best. Oh, whoever table has a beta fish destroy the other one gets a prize. Or gets to eat first in the buffet line.
Strongest beta wins, yes.
That'd be great.
No, we have a bracket going. No, but like then every one seat at every table had something underneath it, and that person got to take the fish home.
Oh,
okay.
And they're like, I don't want this stupid fish.
I know.
I did a prom.
The kids loved it though.
I did a prom in Grove several years ago, and they had goldfish on the tables or something, and one of the kids was trying to be cool and swallowed one. Yeah.
Ow. Wow. Not cool. Not okay.
Yeah. It swam out of his butt at the end of the night.
Good. I hope it did.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm sure that was cool. Did your guests like it?
My guests loved it. And it was also kind of, a tribute to Will's love of fishing, too.
Huh.
So, yeah. But no, they loved it. And the kids ended up taking home the fish. And,
And they died soon after.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many survived? I don't know. Right. But.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you, Marcy. I'm always trying to, save a dollar. So
why not?
Yeah, my girlfriend and I, we always talk about that, we're not married yet. But when that day comes, I'm like, look, man, we're going to have to work some stuff out here.
And you guys have experience. So you can be like, look, nobody cares about this particular detail.
Yes, that's actually, I tell her that stuff now. She's like, oh, I want to do it. I'm like, look, man, don't nobody really care about that. You need to tag along to wait and see. They don't care about this, and this,
I try to tell brides that all the time. They're like, oh, we're on a budget. I say, where's your budget going to?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting this and this and this. And in my head, I'm thinking, nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Those things you give before ceremonies with all the names.
Oh.
Goes right in the trash. Yep. Nobody cares about that.
Okay, you guys named the top two things that nobody cares about and the top two things that they should care about.
Okay.
When it comes to a wedding.
Those papers, if they have them.
Programs, okay.
And then a wedding gift for your guests.
A favor.
To leave with, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Jeremy?
I'd say probably a wedding gift. That's definitely one of them. And
anything monogrammed, like the napkins, the cups. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I was about to say like the as far as like I know you're talking, Brock. You're talking about like the programs and stuff that they give out beforehand. But
if they do that, that doesn't happen all the time. Yeah.
But one of the weddings that you had me book for like a week ago, literally. They were giving out, it's like the other little like knickknacks and goodies they give out before the wedding for you to take one before you go in and whatnot. They're all wrapped up nice. It's some kind of
It's a party favor.
Yeah, they had it all. It was like super nice and had like a little shot glass and some more stuff. And they get so many of them, so it's the price accumulates. And then I saw like multiple people get it and just like sit it down like in the corner somewhere. You know what I mean? Like because they don't want to carry it around and they're just like, what is this? And there's kids. So they're like, what do I need a shot glass for?
Right.
And they just like, I literally saw people like get it and just go sit it on the table in the corner because they didn't want to toss it in the trash.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you probably just wasted like quite a bit of money with that. So
nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah.
Here's my party favor at weddings. You get to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your party favor.
Yeah.
You came and guess what? We hired Brock Entertainment and they're going to create a party. That's your party.
You're going to party.
Yeah. Some of the small decor, some of the different things like that, people just don't care. They don't. A lot of times they will never notice. Like, well, right. We got to have this.
I think honestly, bro, like the main thing they care about is the food, because that's literally what everybody's just waiting to do.
You got to have good food. So the two things, good food and good entertainment.
Good.
But I was going to say, besides food and entertainment, then.
Photographer. You got to have a great photographer can capture all those moments.
Yeah, good photographer, videographer.
Yeah. And photographers are usually one of the first vendors booked. Yeah. That and the venue are the top two.
Mm-hmm.
But entertainment, if you want to keep people there, you have good entertainment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want people to, I don't know, food, to me, food doesn't matter. I could care less.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
people do enjoy food. It's like when I first started DJing events, I think I posted this online. Going to weddings now, it's like people that go to weddings have never eaten in their life, or they're so starving.
Dude.
They can't wait to get food.
Yeah.
It's like they haven't eaten in days.
Yep.
Yes.
When's it our table's turn? We got to eat. Well, we're so hungry.
I feel like the food matters if you choose to have your wedding take place over the time of a meal.
Well, yeah. I mean, it does matter, but people get so frantic and so crazy about eating. It's like, hey, I have to tell them, because I don't like doing, when there is a buffet, you don't just say, all right, let's eat, because then everybody gets up and there's a line like at an airport just around, and you're like, we're all going to the same place. We're all going to get food. Why are you standing?
Yeah.
Just sit down and wait your turn. So they do table numbers or just tables.
Yeah, just dismiss them.
And I don't do it on the mic because I think that's rubbish.
Yeah.
I'll make the announcement. I'll say, hey, the buffet line's open, but here's how it's going to work. The bridal party is going to go first, and then we will come by and release your table.
Yep.
Do not get up out of your table and get in line until somebody has dismissed your table.
Yep.
If you do, you're not going to eat. And I joke, you know, because people will still do it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think they missed, and I'll be like, we will not miss your table.
Yep.
Do not get up because we're trying to create a long line.
Yeah. No,
we're all going to get food. Yeah, but people just go nuts.
They don't realize, you know, that's putting a lot of stress on the servers too, because they got a job and they're trying to, you know, but you just go up there and there's a super long, intimidating line.
And you're just standing there. Yeah. Would you rather stand or sit and wait?
Yeah, bro.
Because you're still waiting.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Literally in the wedding I did in Eureka Springs just this past weekend, I was dismissing them like four tables at a time, man. I'd go by, you know, I made the announcement, then I'd go by and just, you know, tap the table and I'm like, hey, go get you something good to eat. And then like the last couple of tables, they were so tired of waiting. And literally I'm on my way back over there to walk over there and release them. And they're already, I'm like, wait, where's everybody at? And then one lady, she's like, oh, they already got up. They got tired of waiting. They were griping and complaining. They got tired of waiting. I'm just like, dude, come on, man. You literally got up already. The line is still quite, you know.
Right. You're not getting in there any quicker.
Not getting there any faster, man. I'm like, all right, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, that happens. That happens. They don't care.
So that's weddings, Marcy.
What do you see? Sorry, I guess this podcast is just going to be about weddings today. What do you see people doing between the ceremony and the reception to keep the guests busy while they're off doing pictures and stuff?
So it just really depends on the couple. Some couples take pictures all ahead of time, and then we'll just do couples photos at the end. So it's not that long of a lull. Sometimes they'll have a cocktail hour where there's drinks and small hors d'oeuvres while people are, you know, walking around. If you're doing it right, you will have taken your pictures all ahead of time, so your guests aren't waiting.
That's a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because that's if you don't want to do the not seeing each other beforehand.
Yeah.
So you're seeing enough of that? Like it's becoming a thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want your guests to wait. Or here's the deal. You can have your guests eat while you're taking photos. You don't have to wait on the couple or the bridal party.
Yeah.
And if you know it's going to be a long time, don't wait.
Good idea.
It's like, don't wait. There's no reason.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings. Lots of weddings.
So my wedding was in an old theater. It was in an old theater in downtown of the city where we got married. And so I specifically put the time that the reception would start so that people could feel free to do what they want. Like they could go sit at the reception or they could go to their hotel or go explore downtown. Yeah. Cause I wanted them to feel like they could go and do what they wanted to do and not have to just sit and wait. So that worked.
Yeah. So yeah, we sent our family back to the house so they could eat. Cause it took us a little bit to take pictures.
Yeah.
So,
well, now you have all kinds of ideas, Jeremy, for when is that happening?
That's a good question. You can't be putting me on the spot Marcy.
His lady's probably listening.
We're married, so it's your turn.
I mean, you know, I just turned 27 like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So, you know, I got some time.
He's a young pup.
Yeah, I got some time.
You're a baby.
Come on now.
So speaking of, the first thing we did when we came back, because we got back on Saturday night, well, the 4th was on Sunday. What did you do for the 4th, Jeremy?
I was at home by myself with my dogs.
Where was your wife your girlfriend?
My lady, she was out of town. She took a girls trip to Chicago.
What?
Her and her girls, they've been trying to all coordinate, you know, since, I mean, we've all been out of college for, you know, a couple years and whatnot. They were trying to coordinate a trip because, you know, it's hard. Everybody's living their own adult life, working and whatnot. And they finally had a time since, you know, you get a couple off days and whatever. And they took them a girls trip to Chicago, had a good time. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, I was working all weekend and whatnot. You know, we were booked up, did a couple of weddings and whatnot. And then on Sunday on the 4th, man, I was at home. I cooked a couple of slabs of ribs, my man. You know, I be cooking.
Yeah.
Cooked me some food, you know. Gave my dog some food, you know, had them nibbling on some food, and I watched a couple movies, man, and that was it. It was just a good little chill day.
You could have hung out with us.
Man, bro, I ain't even know y'all was, well, I figured you'd probably be doing something, but you know, like.
Well, I did with Marcy. Yeah. I hung out with Marcy.
Well, and you know, like, I worked Friday and Saturday.
That's true.
Yeah, I worked Friday and Saturday, and then I was like, Sunday is definitely going to just be a rest day for me anyway, so I was completely cool with, you know, I like having my downtime and to reset and whatnot after a long weekend. Great couple of weddings, you know, very high energy and whatnot. So I was exhausted. And I slept, got me some good sleep, and then got me some good food, my man. Nice.
Awesome. So we went over to Marcy. She invited us over. They had a neighborhood little swim party cookout. Will cooked a ton of ribs and sausage. And it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Brimley had a great time. Then the whole neighborhood shot off fireworks. And
yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
There was fireworks going off, going off like all evening, all night.
Everywhere,
and my dogs were like, you know, my dogs are tripping out and whatnot because they, you know, they'd be like, they're chihuahuas, they're small dogs. So they're, you know, they're like, what is all that going on out there, man?
But
you got chihuahuas. I have Yorkies, and my oldest Yorkie, I mean, he's 12, and every year he just hasn't caught on that this is normal.
Yeah.
Every year under the bed.
Yeah, no,
that's where he hides.
Yeah, no, one of my chihuahuas, I mean, he's like 7, so he's completely caught on. He's just like, man, whatever. Y'all are chumps, man. Come on. And the others, the girls are kind of like, what's going on? I'm just like, man, just chill. It's fine. Just you can have some ribs. Just eat, you know.
So, so what did your son?
You 3?
No, I have 5.
5? You have 5 chihuahuas?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Hey,
crazy dog guy.
It's real around here, you know. Squad. That's my chihuahua. Yeah, chihuahua gang, man. Yeah.
What was did Will tell you what Jackson did?
He didn't say anything.
He messaged me and said, Jackson got up and ran down the stairs and was like, is Brock still here? Because he wanted me to stay the night. Do you not remember that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. He wanted me to stay the night and he thought I was still there the next morning. Of course, I was not.
Aww.
And he watched me leave, but I guess wishful thinking. He was hoping his best friend Brock was still there. But yeah, we had a good time. Go ahead.
As you guys were leaving, I was giving him his little vitamin because not that he needed it, but that was a long day.
Yes,
and he needed
was.
To just sit and be calm, and he passed right out. So. Probably forgot.
Yeah, we went and got fireworks, Brim and I, and we had to go to 3 different fireworks stands to find some cheap fireworks because they were all sold out. There was a fireworks shortage, and they were all sold out. All they had was the the big boomers that were $50 or more per one. And we didn't want that. So we got a bunch of cones, some adult poppers, which are awesome. And yeah. Good times. Brimley didn't lie to any of them. She just watched Dad do them because she is freaked out by them, but she loved them. So you're dating, Jeremy. You're not married yet, but yep. I guess this is for anybody who has someone in general, married included. Summer date ideas that aren't drinks or coffee. Here's some. Go for a go-kart ride. Okay.
Yep.
There's the go-kart fine. Place yep. is, yep. What's it called?
Locomotion.
Locomotion,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've been there, yeah.
Try zip lining. I don't know where zip lining is around here unless you go to Branson, but you could zip line.
Yeah, I don't know about
charter a boat. Charter a boat. Do you know how to swim, Jeremy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Is your girlfriend?
She doesn't actually.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't actually.
We got to get her to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
These are dating options? Date options?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Hit the pool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's always a common one.
Hit the Kwan. No. Head to the beach. I guess you could go to Beaver. Channel your childhood with by going to a playground. Okay. Take in the night sky. Go lay under a full moon. That's dumb. Rent a horse and carriage. I don't know where you can do that here. Go horseback riding or rent a limo. How about no?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's too expensive.
No. Yeah. That's,
you know, I don't care about you that much.
Those are some interesting ones. But I mean, the zip line, I don't know about that, man, because you know,
you're afraid of heights?
Yeah, man, I don't really do heights like that.
So you need to do a hot air balloon ride.
Whenever you mentioned that earlier, bro, I was like, no.
So
not in a million years, man. I was like, no, man, ride me. No,
so here's the deal with hot air balloon rides. So there was a guy in our hot air balloon ride with us, and he's afraid of heights. This was like a challenge for him. And the guide was like, don't look down, look out. Because mm-hmm. then once you get to the certain point, you're not afraid anymore. It's like the idea of looking down is what scares you.
Yeah.
He said, don't look down, just look out. And the guy said it was the best time ever.
See, for me, man, I'm still going to be scared because I'm like, man, what if something just like fly through?
Are you doing, you're the what if guy?
Yeah, I'm the what if guy, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even like getting on planes because I'm just like, man, what if I get on this plane and then, you know, it just, you know.
You're like my daughter. What if?
Yeah, see,
what if?
See, hey, Brimley know what's up.
You
bro.
Know what,
she,
though?
She knows what's up, man.
What if you're sitting right here? And the house fell down. What if, a plane landed in my house and killed us all? Like, what if?
This is true, too. But, you know, I was like, man.
You can't live your life on the what
if. I guess for me, like with hot air balloons and ziplining, it's stuff like that. It's just like, I don't really want to do it bad enough to risk the what if. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, it's not something I just like really want to do.
So August 7th, I'm hosting the hot air balloon thing for that charity with Lara. And you need to come out and do a hot air balloon ride. That one's tethered, though. That one's tethered. They don't go off.
Oh, that's the one.
They take them up and then come back.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, see,
because I don't know if you know this, but they cannot steer a hot air balloon. They have to play the jet streams as far as where they go and how they go. Yep. It's really cool.
So you don't land where you started?
No.
And how do you get back?
So the landing spot, they had several different landing spots they could land, but they had to make sure that the jet stream could take them there. It was really cool because we missed one. He goes, let me try something. So he went down pretty low. The jet stream caught him and took him back around and we landed. So once you land, they have guys that follow you underneath and they're waiting there. So you jump out and they deflate the balloon and put it on a trailer and take it.
Oh, because
you could no telling how far away from the original destination you are.
Wow.
But they can't take you out and then can't take you right back. But our guy was really cool because he took us low and they have a bet going on. You get points if you hit this water part, which is in between trees. So he's going down. We're like, we're going to hit these trees. Touched the bottom of our thing on the water. So I'm like jumping up so the water didn't get on my shoes. And he took us up real fast and he's yelling at the other two guys over the walkie. That's a point for me. That's a point for me. As we're barely clearing the trees.
Oh
it was awesome. Yeah, it was cool.
Jeremy, you just need to watch the movie Up, and then you'll feel much better about the whole hunting.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm gonna watch the movie Up, and then I'm going to get back with you, Marcy, and let you know if I feel better about it.
Yes, you definitely need to watch the movie Up. I think we're doing a wedding this weekend with the songs from Up playing. So that might be cool. Of the bride walking down the aisle to the song Up. Oh, or no, she's dancing to it. I found this this article or this story really funny because the boys are now staying at the house and they stayed Monday and Tuesday for the first time. And I had my shirt off. I had shorts on, but I had my shirt off. And Ashton's youngest son was like, "Why do you got your shirt off?" I go, "I don't like wearing a shirt." "Oh," I go, "I don't like wearing clothes in general, but you guys are here, so I have to." And Ashton's like, "That's true." He doesn't. A mom in the UK was livid after finding a note left on her car from a neighbor demanding she close her blinds so their kids don't have to see her butt. Alexandra Taylor found the angry letter after a neighbor spotted her in her undies and t-shirt while she locked the door and got ready for bed. "It would be much appreciated if you could at least shut your blinds when walking around naked," said the note. "My kids do not and would not want to see your butt out on the show. Much appreciated, your neighbors." Which I think about that all the time because we don't shut our blinds and I'm walking around either butt naked or in my underwear. And I always wonder, I wonder if my neighbors see that. I know one of my neighbors next door, their kids like to come over and play. And their youngest was like, "Why do you," I go, "do you guys want to ride these scooters?" "No, we can't. Our parents won't let us." I said, "Okay. Why do you," they said "that you guys are dangerous" or something like that. I go, "What do you mean?"
"What?
You don't, why don't you make your kids wear helmets?" I go, "Oh," I said, "'cause we are dangerous. We don't live by any code. What if they fell and got hurt?" I go, "Well, that's on them."
Wait. Okay. But these are not kids that you guys normally hang with.
They're the next door neighbor kids.
And they just basically told what their parents are saying about
yes.
you guys?
Yeah.
Are you cool with their parents?
Sure.
Like, you guys get along? And, like, you could bring this up to them? Or now is it kind of weird?
No, I'm well, the boy is Calvin's age. He's, like, 6 or 7. Or he's 7. And he wanted to come in and play. And he's like, "My mom won't let me." I said, "I'll be right back. Let me go talk to your mom." So I went next door, knocked on the door, and said, "Hey, your son wants to come in and play. He'll be safe. I mean, the boys are playing, whatever." She's like, "Actually, we're not letting our kids go into anyone's home because their daughter has an autoimmune thing, and they don't want him to get sick," which I mean, they're playing together outside anyway, so I personally don't see the point at that point, but whatever. I said, "Okay." I said, "Had your son told me that, that was the reason, I wouldn't be over here."
Yeah.
So we talked for a minute, but yeah, you can tell that they look over at us doing a bunch of stuff and like, we live wild over here.
You're just riding your motor vehicles without helmets.
Without helmets.
Mm. Which, I can see a parent's perspective on that, but you're not lighting fires in the middle of the street and that kind of thing, right?
No.
Like, you're just riding your stuff.
Yeah. So, but their kids, every time the kid comes over, he's like, "Can I ride the stand-up scooter?" I'm like, "Yeah. My parents won't let me have one. They say it's not good for me. So I don't get a scooter." I go, "Yeah, brother, just ride as much as you want. We're cool over here. And wear a helmet, don't wear a helmet, whatever." So,
here, take this joint with you, too.
Yeah, smoke this joint, buddy.
Give some to your mom.
All right, everybody. Welcome my wife to the show. Ashton Short. Ashton Short.
Ashton Short.
What up, Ashton?
So let's.
I love it.
It still doesn't feel real.
What's your middle name?
Oh, goodness. We're not.
Sarah. So her initials are ASS.
Oh, yes.
And her oldest brother of the brothers was like, you did one thing right. One thing. We knew you were the one. Because you made our sister what we already knew she was.
What? Wow.
That's what he told us at dinner. And so ASS, yep.
Too
so she got a
funny.
Purse, but instead of putting ASS on it, She put S-A-S.
I put my first name in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
on a purse? Out
good. Yeah, she didn't, because she didn't usually put your last name in the middle, but that would have spelled ass.
Yeah, she didn't want to put,
There's a spot on it that you can get it monogrammed in little letters.
Oh.
Yeah, I just want it to be known, especially Ashton, this is the longest I've heard Jeremy not use the S-H-I-T word. And the whole time that I've
known him. Are you throwing him under the bus?
Well, when Brack and I are together, you know, it's very like he said when I first met him, I'm like the black version of him. So we're like two peas in a pod. So you know, it's kind of unfiltered, but you know, we're family friendly right now. You know, we're family friendly. So.
Brock doesn't cuss though.
I don't.
He doesn't.
If I'm trying to be super funny or around Ashton.
Yeah, no, for the longest I was, you know, I figured because I've always had a potty mouth. I was just like, dang, I got a potty mouth from Brock. He's like, he doesn't even cuss. But you know, once my man gets a little comfortable and we, you know, is
you say some funny stuff, yeah. I will be just as funny.
Yeah, we get.
So Ashton, funny. I gave my perspective on the wedding week and the wedding day and our honeymoon.
Oh,
what's your perspective?
I wish I could have heard it.
Well, you'll have to listen back.
All right.
You took too long. You have what this two world meetings. Calls a job. Mm-hmm. What's so lame?
So the wedding was perfect. The weather held up. Well, because it stormed all morning, and then for the ceremony, it finally stopped. And then we did get a few pictures in the rain with Miles after, which was cool. It was a pretty relaxed day. I mean, we had a few little hiccups come up, but...
Oh, I got a screw in my tire.
Brock got a screw in it.
In the middle of the afternoon, I'm like, what the heck? So I had to run it to Walmart. Thank God they weren't busy. And get it patched and got it back within an hour, but still.
Our amazing,
so you got it flat?
Our amazing flower
Yeah, it was going
lady,
flat. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Our amazing flower lady got the days mixed up on our wedding. So she texted to see if...
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. So there was that. But everything else was pretty good. Food was great. Thank you, Marcy, for helping.
Oh, no big deal. Yeah.
She didn't eat. She went and got sushi, which... How was the sushi, by the way?
Wait, we did not... Wait, what did we do?
You wanted sushi?
We did not end up getting sushi because the place was closed or something. I can't remember. But we ended up at Fish City Grill instead. Nice.
Speaking of sushi, when we were in San Francisco, we were super stoked about going to this all-vegan sushi restaurant.
Wow. It was delicious.
We showed up and they're like, is your name on the list? Do you have a reservation? We're like, no. Oh, you need a reservation. And one of the waiters goes, hold on one second. Look to the list. He goes, let me call this person. And the guy was already in the restaurant. He's like, all right, we got one table open. And they set us at the table. We ordered four rolls, like sushi rolls and an appetizer or two appetizers.
When we go to a vegan restaurant, Brock orders almost everything on the menu because we have to eat it all.
Yeah, and when are we going to go back to this place, you know?
That's true.
It was delicious, right, babe?
Yeah, it was really good, but every restaurant we left feeling
so
ginormous.
So full. So.
I mean, that's the way it should be,
that's,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a special occasion, too. So.
True.
So what else do you remember about the wedding?
The wedding day?
Let's talk about the night.
Brock did a great job writing his wedding vows.
Shoot, yeah.
Did you hear that, Marcy?
I heard that.
I was impressed.
He called me the Shakespeare of wedding vows.
I know you guys recorded it. Is that for your own whatever, or will we see that on social media at some point?
I don't know about social, but we can send it to you.
Okay. Mm. No, I wouldn't recommend social media.
No, yeah. I don't think so either.
It's going to be on our MySpace pages, so nobody will see it.
It feels so intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were naked when we said them, so it was very intimate.
Well, there's that.
Ashton is like, Brock, shut up.
You know what today is? Today's National Blueberry Day. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
We're going to play a game. This is called Is It a Type of Blueberry Game? I'll say the type of blueberry. You say yes or no. We'll start with you, Jeremy.
All right.
Ozark Blue.
No.
It is a type of blueberry. Ashton, Brightwell.
I didn't realize that there were more than one type of
They're just called different things. Like grapes have different, like apples have different names.
No.
Brightwell. It is. Marcy. You'll like this one, Marcy. Something you haven't done in years. Climax.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Gosh. I'm going to go with no.
It is. You got to get you some of those Climax blueberries. All right, back to you, Jeremy. Friendship.
Apparently so.
Yes.
That is correct. All right, Ashton. Pabst. Just like the beer. Pabst beer. Pabst.
No.
Correct. It is not. Marcy. Lapel dangler. Lapel dangler.
Yes.
It is not. No.
Marcy is getting the very intriguing ones.
We all know Will has a lapel dangler. All right. One more for each of you. Jeremy, Patriot.
No.
It is. Ashton, rafting.
No.
It is not. And finally, Marcy, Hardy Blue.
Yes.
That is correct. Great job.
All right.
I like that Climax one. I wonder what that tastes like. What would you imagine a Climax blueberry would taste like? Anybody?
It's probably the best tasting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good answer.
So we got two moms in the house, and on BuzzFeed, they asked their community to share their mom's best catchphrases. Ladies, what is your best catchphrase as a mom? Yeah, I'll give you an example. My mom says, what do you think you are? Just a souvenir of a good time?
I've never heard of one.
That's funny.
That's great.
My mom always says, not my circus, not my monkeys, when something isn't her problem. And then if you can't dazzle them with your brilliance, baffle them with your bullcrap. Do you have a catchphrase?
Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness. Yeah, I'm sorry for interrupting you while I was talking. It's actually a pretty clever one. I'm sorry, did I put on my give a crap face today? Because I didn't mean to. If something doesn't come out as planned, but my mom is done dealing with it, she'll just say, good enough for government work.
Oh wow. My gosh, that's
which
funny.
Is a good point. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Whenever my siblings or I complain about something we couldn't have, my mom would say, well, people in hell want ice water as well. So my mom's catchphrase is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. The reason we always have three items of the same. My mom will always say safe for another month anytime I mention that I'm on my period.
Oh, jeez.
Safe for another month. If you were worried about a pimple or a rip in your pantyhose, my mother would say, don't worry about it. If someone can see it, then you're standing too close. Dang right. Back off. And then finally, whenever we were leaving the house to go somewhere, my mom will say, we're off like a prom dress. It was really jarring when I first heard it as a teenager, but now it's hilarious, and I say it all the time as well. So any catchphrases like that, Marcy? Ashton?
If you keep playing with it, it's going to fall off.
Oh, that's a good one. That's what you need to tell your boys. Marcy, if you keep playing with it, it's going to fall off.
They always have their hands down their pants.
Exactly. Yeah. Making sure it's still there.
Huh. Yeah.
So exercising, I took a week off because I was gone. I got back into it, and Dustin has changed our whole workout plan. We're now doing a bodybuilder split. You know what that is? So like on Monday, we worked only chest. On Tuesday, we worked back. Today, we're doing legs. And then tomorrow we're doing arms. And I was super sore. My chest was super, it's still pretty sore from Monday. But this fitness pros tips for making exercise less work or feel like less work. Realize the first 8 minutes are always terrible. So if you can make it through the first 8 minutes, you're good. Date exercises, don't marry them. So the one area of your life where you should be promiscuous is by searching for the right workout for you. So don't just do the same thing over and over. Use self-talk. Don't underestimate the power of telling yourself, you got this. Phone a friend if you need some motivation. Think beyond your body instead of connecting your workout to just your body. Focus on what it can do for other areas of your life, like confidence, stress relief, and mood improvement. And finally, practice gratitude. Being thankful for your body, the body you have, and its ability to move freely can help put a new spin on your workout. So, okay. Yeah. Very
good
cool.
To know. Good
have tips. You been working out, Jeremy?
A little bit. Yeah, I have, man. I started back working out because, fun fact, the film that I told you guys about earlier that we start shooting in August, gonna have to be shirtless in it.
Ooh.
For a few scenes.
Whoa.
So, yeah, you know, so yeah, I hit the gym, you know, been hitting the gym a little bit.
Did you hit the Quan?
Didn't hit the Quan, bro, but did hit the gym a few times, yeah. Have been. So I could get like a solid month of working out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my body is, it's already, it's pretty decent. It's not
take off
bad.
That shirt. Let's
you know,
see.
It's pretty, I ain't gonna do that for the viewers. You know, you know,
they're just
yeah.
listening. So do it for the ladies.
We'll paint them a picture.
Yeah.
A beautiful picture.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, I've been working out some, man, but I was, look at Brock, and he's about to turn into swole, Brock, though. You talking about you working chest, arms, everything, bro?
Yeah.
All right.
Am I looking swole?
Just say the word, yeah, and he'll, bro, I he'll see start you. Stripping.
That's why he came over here with the sleeveless shirt and whatnot. He was like, yeah.
No, know. I've been wearing tank tops every day this summer.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Okay.
I could wear it to weddings, I would.
Oh, man.
I've been doing steroids, too, so I try to cover up the back. It's full
that
of zits, full of acne. Back knee from all the steroids I've been doing, right, babe? She pokes it.
She's often say she should be the one to give them to you. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Hey, so Marcy, we used to be a part of the Bentonville mom group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I came across this,
moms in the know.
This article. This here's the title: Man calls moms on stay at home moms Facebook group gold diggers.
Oh, ugh. Whoa.
That is controversial.
Yeah, he said a man with some pretty extreme views on stay-at-home moms shared them in a rant to stay-at-home moms in this group. The clueless dude reached out to stay-at-home moms Facebook group to say women who don't work outside the home are, don't kill the messenger, lazy and taking advantage of the man. He said staying at home with your kids is not a job, but it is actually gold digging.
Wow.
Men take care of kids and work a full-time job. Why shouldn't females bring in half their weight as well? He goes on to accuse women of being only with men so they can sponge off them while they push out babies, care for them around the clock, and of course, do all the household chores. He also says being a stay-at-home mom is not a job and not okay, and that treating a man like a bank is also not okay.
Which, he's clearly been hurt.
God.
I mean, that is true. It's not okay, and there, I'm sure there's some women that do that, but a stay-at-home mom is a job.
Yeah, it's definitely a job.
You know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Heck yeah.
And Marcy knows that. Marcy's been
bold.
A stay-at-home mom since January.
I have been.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not going to ever get this time back.
Uh-uh.
So why not?
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, ugh.
I think you should just keep going, Marcy.
Well, I don't know about that. But my kid is back here playing Fortnite, and he couldn't do that if I was at home all the time.
Right.
He'd be in a camp somewhere.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's good to have that quality time with them when they're young.
No.
You know?
It's fun. Like when you've got a kid that's, you know, old enough to be doing certain things, like it is fun taking them to do certain activities and spend special time with them that they wouldn't normally get to have because they're in school.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
You can't get that time back. So,
exactly.
So, you're looking for a job still. Here is an article, job listing red flags that tell you a job will be a nightmare. So, this is from BuzzFeed. Job listing red flags include too much jargon. If the posting has a lot of buzzwords, but nothing of actual substance about what the job actually is, that's a sign it's time to run. Not including the salary is a big red flag that they don't pay much. Not including a salary and using the phrase gain experience is a red flag that they expect you to basically work for free. Willing to take on responsibility and leadership roles within the team is in a non-managerial position means they want a manager for the salary of a non-managerial employee. Language like high energy and highly motivated should be a given that a potential candidate would be motivated to outperform their duties. Schedule is to be determined. Nope, nope, nope. If you're considering me for the position, I'm considering you as a potential employer as well, and we're both interviewing each other, basically. When a job says they offer flexible hours, they don't mean flexible for you. They mean that they want you to have no life outside of work, and they're planning on absolutely wrecking your sleep schedule. Urgently hiring means They have a high turnover rate and can't keep employees very long. Clock watchers need not apply. Usually means they'll frequently expect you to stay later than your contracted hours. And finally, we're not a company. We're a family. It's almost guaranteed to be a toxic environment. Clicks, guilt trips, crossing professional boundaries, and favoritism. What do you think about that, Ashton, since you are a hiring manager?
Well, recruiter. So most of those things aren't ever listed in a job description.
But if they are,
I mean, highly motivated
flags.
Is... I wouldn't say that it's a red flag, though. I don't know. I've never seen in a job description ever that said something about clock watchers. Like that. I feel like that article was just fluff.
Okay. Well, it probably is. But it was on the internet, so I read it.
When I was moving to Chicago forever ago and I was looking for a job, I remember sitting in an interview and I had that moment where I realized it wasn't going to be a good job. It was when the hiring manager was trying too hard to sell me the job. When I was like, wait a second, you're making this seem like some amazing job that I'd be silly to not want to be part of. It just seemed like a red flag to me.
For sure. I think that rather than going off of the job description, you need to take the opportunity and the chance to at least interview for the job, because you can get a better feel for the type of people and the energy, you know, within that interview.
But they could fake you out too. Like I faked Jeremy out. That's how I got Brock.
It's funny. I was about to talk my man Brock up and be like, you know, what's a good job and a good opportunity, my man Brock.
But hey,
Brock is great, but now like
I go downstairs and do my dishes.
Now, a lot of the stuff that you read off on there, man, is so true about other jobs. I've definitely probably checked off all of those and other jobs because, man, I've been overworked and underpaid in so many other jobs and just been told a lot of BS. But yeah, a lot of that stuff is.
We are family. That's why you are working for free. I just came up with that right now.
That was a nice jingle.
Thank you very much.
That was a nice jingle, man.
Thank you.
That was a nice jingle.
So, Marcy, you have that massive big screen TV in your living room that your kids are always wanting to watch. Well, this mom on TikTok is catching heat after she shared the way she tricks her kids into exercising. The unnamed woman posted a video that shows her 11-year-old son walking on a treadmill while watching TV with the caption, "I only let my kids watch cartoons if they're walking on a treadmill." What do you guys think about that?
Interesting.
Yay? Nay?
How's that tricking them, though?
I don't know. Like, you can't watch TV unless you walk on the treadmill. So what's wrong with that?
I like it, actually.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I've been going down a rabbit hole of TikTok at night because I can't sleep. And you see random funny videos, but there's a video of a lady, a white lady, that says, "So, we all poop in the shower."
Ew, what?
And like,
no.
So she goes, one of two things. Do you waffle it down the drain, waffle stomp it down the drain, or do you toss it into the toilet?
Bro, what?
Ew.
That's one I ain't heard of.
And so I looked in the comments. And she goes, "Man, I can't believe people thought I was being serious." And right underneath it said, "This lady thought all people did this, so now she's saying it's a joke."
Oh yeah, that's exactly that's what that was. I can confirm that all people
gross.
Do not do this. All people do not do this.
No,
that is mortifying.
That is disgusting.
It's gross. And the first video I saw, it was stitched together. So she said that, and this black guy came on. He goes, "What?"
Same thing I just did, basically. Did you not hear me? I was like, what?
You go, "What are all you white people doing in the shower?" I can tell you, us black people, we do not poop in the shower. Who is doing this?
Nah, man,
pee in the shower, that's different. Pooping in the shower? Ugh.
Yeah, man, that's the first. I hadn't heard of that one, man.
Hey, here's something that really doesn't apply to Marcy, but for all who it does apply to, how to stop boob sweat this summer.
Oh, yeah, no, I got nothing
you like that, man?
It's fine. Choose,
why are you
this is
throwing
a fact?
Shade?
I got to be funny.
Real shady.
Choose the right bra, ditch the padding, wear loose-fitting clothes, use anti-chafing powders, try Moroccan argan oil, consider bra liners, or use panty liners and swipe an aluminum-free antiperspirant under your boobs. Have you girls ever done that?
No.
Put deodorant under your boobs?
But I don't have...
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, big you can issues that. There.
Brock, yep. You're going to have to take some of that advice. If you stay in the gym, bro, you got these big man boobs going on, bro.
Here is
you better not get bigger boobs than me.
Here's something that does apply to Marcy. This is a new study that says older women who have besties are less stressed.
That article is about women 65 and older.
I didn't read it, so.
Oh, man.
Older women who have besties. Oh, the group is over age 62, so you're not quite there, Marcy.
Not quite there.
Sister-in-law steals mom-to-be's baby shower gifts. A pregnant woman's sister-in-law ruined her baby shower first by making fun of it for not costing a lot, then by stealing some of the gifts for the baby. She was caught in the act on camera footage, but still denied doing it, and the in-laws took her side. That's when the mom-to-be sent them all video proof, but now everyone's angry at her for causing drama. Hey, so I'll tell this story. I'm not going to use names, but I'll use Spencer's name. Spencer did a wedding last weekend, and he came over and goes, "You want to hear about this wedding?" I said, "Sure." And he said the wedding planner didn't do anything. They were supposed to have Chewies for their meal, and they didn't have Chewies. And
they didn't have enough.
They didn't know they didn't have Chewies. The food wasn't from Chewies. It was from Walmart or somewhere. They didn't have near enough food, so they had to order pizzas, all this stuff. By the end of the night, they had fired the wedding planner as far as paying her the rest of the money, but she still had to clean up. In front of her, the bride, or the bride's mom, I think it was, gave Spencer a tip, and then she goes, real loud, "And this is what we were going to give the wedding planner." And she looked and just stared at the wedding planner and gave her tip to Spencer as well. Because Spencer turned the wedding around and did what we do.
Of course.
He goes, "It was the most awkward." He goes, "I felt so bad." But he goes, "Basically, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have got that wedding back on track."
Yeah.
He goes, "I made a ton of money this last week." I go, "That's what we do, man. Yep. Rock Entertainment.
Yep. We run the show, man. We run the night."
I've had that happen before where in the middle of the wedding, the bride comes up to me and goes, "You and the photographer," it was Miles at the time, "you guys are in charge. We just fired our wedding planner."
Yeah.
"You are? Oh, cool. Oh, good.
Who are you talking to?"
"Sorry."
"Their son."
"Drew just started talking to me."
Oh my gosh.
"I forgot to mute."
And you know, a lot of the weddings we do, bro, I mean, some of them don't even have a wedding planner in general.
Oh, no.
So we're running the show from the start.
Yeah. People spill the beans on their outrageously cheap parents. Here we go. "My mother just got angry with me for using a little extra toilet paper to clear up blood on the floor from my nosebleed. Apparently, she has a daily limit of how much toilet paper that can be used per day. My mom was so cheap that she'd pour the rest of the syrup from your plate back into the syrup bottle after you ate."
Ooh.
Syrup's not cheap, though. "My mom showed up to my cousin's wedding in my ill-fitting prom dress and heels from 1988. It was embarrassing. It was all because she didn't want to spend money on a new dress. And guess what? She has money."
Man, that's usually how it is.
"When your dad is so cheap and steals the plastic bags from the grocery store to use to pack our lunches in." That's not bad.
I was going
to
say, I got a whole like little bundle of Walmart.
So do we, because we use them in our trash sack.
Yeah, yep.
"My mom is so cheap, she won't turn on the air in the summer. It is 105 degrees outside in Florida and humid. I feel like I'm going to faint in my own house."
Oh, no, y'all tripping.
"My mom is so cheap, our entire house is filled with towels she has stolen from the gym."
Wow.
"What?
My mom's a cheapskate and I hate it. She got a puppy and it has been peeing on the floor. She doesn't want to waste too many towels, so there are puddles all over the place." That is gross.
Ew.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah, man.
"My dad used to gather rainwater for our baths to save money on the water bill." Ugh. "My mom used to wash and reuse paper plates." Wash?
Paper plates?
Ew.
"My mom used to reuse coffee grounds growing up. Now regular coffee tastes so strong to me." It makes sense. "Just reuse it over and over. This coffee is really weak." "My grandma used to," and this is the last one, "my grandma used to take us to the free zoo growing up, the Humane Society. And guess what? She was loaded." "Hey, let's go to the free zoo where the puppies are going to die if we don't adopt them."
Yep.
What are you cheap at? Marcy and Jeremy?
Man, I'm cheap with everything, bro.
Are you?
Yeah, because of my daddy. Like, growing up, you know, a country boy down in the South, Southern Arkansas, man. My dad, he had money. That's why I said it's usually how it is. Like, he had money all throughout college.
The reason people have money is because they're cheap.
Yeah, that's what he used to, like, even in college, man, if I needed anything, I mean, he had my back, but it came with a long lecture beforehand before sending you money for this, that, and the whatever, you know, whatever. So, I mean, me and my older brother, we both took that after him. We cheap with everything. Like, I like living on the, you know, I like treating myself and whatnot, but I'm always like, even when I got money, I'm still always like, I can get that for like 50 cents cheaper. So I'm going to go to the other Walmart. You know, it's
exactly.
Yeah, just took that from my daddy. So, yeah, like everything, man. Marcy, what about you?
I don't know if it's cheap because it's really just a luxury item, but I do my own nails, and like 80% of the reason, or 70%, is because it's so expensive. But the other half is because I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean,
I do, like, you know, that's like $50 a pop. So true. Anything beauty related that I can do on my own, I'll usually do it. I mean, I love to go out to eat, but we cook a lot of meals at home because that just gets so expensive. Yeah. So we try to limit that. And entertainment for the kids. I like taking them places for sure. Like, we'll do trampoline park and all that. But we have so much in our own neighborhood that I try to utilize it as much as possible, just keeping them busy at home.
Okay.
So I'll be cheap with certain stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. Are you cheap in any way, Ashton?
Well, in the short house, we take used popcorn bowls out of the trash can at the movie theater to get free refills.
Hey, everybody knows that.
trash corn.
It works. Trash corn works. Have you ever done that, Jeremy?
I have not, but you know, I figure you just put some extra butter on it and it'll cover up the trash taste. So
there's no trash taste. You don't get it. You don't dig in the trash can. It's usually sitting on top.
Yeah, they usually like right on
an
top.
An empty bowl.
Well, you know, and now people be like, oh, you get the COVID. Trash corn is free of COVID.
Vaxxed up, man. We vaxxed up, you know. But no, yeah, movie theater popcorn is like expensive, dude.
Yeah,
it's like it is.
$10. You can go get
COVID free trash corn.
You can go get like a whole box of popcorn in the store for like $5, and then you get like a small movie popcorn. It's like $10.
I still sneak in all my snacks for the movies.
You know, they can't tell you not to bring in snacks, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they can't tell you not to. That's a myth.
There's not a sign that says no outside food or drink.
I mean,
I don't think
it's
so.
Anyway, even if they do, it's just like, what are you going to do? You're going to like run up on me and be like, you can't bring this in. And be like, get the heck out my way, bro. Like,
yeah, I'm taking this. That's a minimum wage employee.
Yeah. Like, what?
Why,
yeah, like,
say, why would you care?
Yeah, like, dude, you're getting,
The good news is most of those employees are high school students. They could care less to like disrupt or inconvenience themselves by having to stop someone and go call the law on them.
Is it worth it? Yeah. This guy brought in his own M&Ms and like, Skittles.
Are you going to press me for bringing in some candy I just got from Walmart over there? Like, get out of my way, man.
Get out of my face.
The last movie I went to, it was Peter Rabbit. So it was just a few weeks ago. And we went to like a 4:45 showing. And we walked in, got our popcorn, and walked right into the theater. Nobody even asked us if we had tickets or stopped to check.
Nope.
We just walked right in.
Yeah.
So
that happens a lot.
Like,
all
right, okay. Nobody.
I brought in.
I'm thinking about
one time I brought in imitation crab meat and ate it during the movie. It was not a great idea. It doesn't have the best smell, but I did.
My man.
Yeah.
Not playing no games, man.
Last night, Ashton and I made Texas caviar, or
what's that?
What else is it called?
Cowboy caviar.
Cowboy caviar.
Oh,
no,
something.
Yeah, it's got black eyed peas. Black. It's a dip.
Oh, okay.
With Italian dressing. Oh, so good, right, babe?
Yeah, so good.
And now I got the farts.
I was about to
say,
we're
going to end this because I got the farts. But everybody, thanks for listening. We took a week off and now we're back. But I'm a married man now. And it is official because I did take my certificate back to the county already. So,
my man.
Oh, my boy.
No turning back now.
Nope. What do you got going on this week, Jeremy? What do you got going on?
Man.
What are you working on?
Saturday, we're working on a wedding in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Call Cord.
Call Cord. Going to go turn them up and give them the best time of their lives like we always do.
Yeah. You
know, the Brock Entertainment way. Then we're going to dive into this script some more. And yeah.
What's the movie about that you're working on?
I'm an antagonist. I'm basically trying. It's about a tumultuous relationship with young man, young wife. And I'm basically slowly poisoning her, trying to kill her. And there's going to be a lot of like metaphorical poetry in there, which I'm also going to do the voiceover for the film, which I'm excited about that. But yeah, I'm trying to like kill her off, and it's just going to be a lot of like metaphorical stuff pointing at how this relationship is on a slow burn. Literally.
How did you get the story of my marriage?
Man.
You're slowly being poisoned.
So I'm going to be, I'm typically known for being a very bright, nice guy, but I'm going to be pretty evil in here. So, yeah.
How was your coffee this morning, Ashton?
It was strong.
Hope you enjoyed it. What do you got going on, Marcy?
What am I doing? I think we might go boating.
Oh.
This weekend.
Nice.
Saturday. Yeah, so low-key, otherwise.
Okay, Ashton?
Unpacking and organizing some more. Not
get
very
on that.
Exciting.
Hey, two shows you need to be watching. Loki on Disney, really good. New episodes every Wednesday. And Yellowstone, we've gotten into Yellowstone.
Oh, you guys are still living out of suitcases.
Oh, I'm not.
No. No, but I still have stuff I have to.
Like, she's got some of her just everyday stuff. Mm-hmm. But Josh came over yesterday, and he's here today, but he did all the inside stuff yesterday, hanging pictures that in the boys' rooms and around the house. So, getting her done.
Feeling like home.
This Sunday, I have my first baseball game, Veterans Park, if you guys want to come watch.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that in Fayetteville?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Quite a bit of a drive.
Brock's rethinking this.
Right.
No, I need to play. I'm supposed to be on the team, so I need
fun.
To play. But big shout out to my team, the Lugnuts.
The Lugnuts.
I think that's our name.
Sounds intimidating.
No, we're the Wingnuts.
The Wingnuts. The Wingnuts.
Lugnuts.
That sounds less intimidating.
Whatever.
Lugnuts.
We're the Wingnuts. I don't know. They've only had two games, so. All right, that's it. Everybody follow us online at Brock and Marcy Facebook. We're still doing our trending threads and stuff. Instagram as well. We were supposed to have Katie Marie in today, I thought, because Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Benton County and the one she worked on have joined forces. So now it's just the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of NWA. So
yay.
Hopefully we'll have her on the show. They just did their big celebration yesterday. So
yeah.
That's that.
Oh, we like her.
All right. Anything
all right.
else?
Have a great weekend.
You too,
all
everybody. Right, Jeremy, thank you so much for being a
absolutely,
part of the show.
Brother man.
And we'll end with this. Have a good one, y'all.
Well, kids, that's our show for today.
I must be going.
So long, farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.